Proclamation number 8527 of 13th of June, 1963. You shall be saved by grace. Remain deeply united with me, and I will pour out my favors over you unlimitedly. You are just to gratefully accept them, and you will also not reject my gift of love when you join me yourselves. When you pray to me or carry out works of love and are thereby closely connected with me. Everything that helps you upwards I give to you, and these are favors, because they are gifts of love, which are not your own merit, because you once rejected my love and therefore have no more right to it, but my love is exceedingly great, and it wants to give itself away, and that is why it pursues you and offers you gifts of favor. Which are truly significant for you, because they are the means, which make your maturing possible. And your course of life is so directed by me that every event can serve you to the best. Therefore everything is favor, what you meet in life, because it can promote your ascent development. But how you evaluate all these favors, that is left to you, because compulsion is excluded from my side. I bestow gifts upon you but do not force you to accept my gifts, your free will must decide on this. But without my help you would be completely incapable of maturing while still on earth. But if you seek contact with me of your own accord, you will also certainly evaluate the gifts of grace I bestow upon you, for the bond with me demonstrates your will which is turned towards me. And it will then also subordinate itself to mine and thus also recognize my love in everything it encounters. And he will become blessed out of grace. The whole earthly life as man is a grace, because I open up the last possibility for him to return again as a perfected spiritual being into the kingdom, which he once had left voluntarily. And what can happen from my side during earth life to help man to perfection, that also happens. These are all favors, which my love gives to my creatures, which no being can claim, because they once left me voluntarily, but which prove my great love, which I feel as father towards my children. I want to remedy the great weakness of men, their shortcoming, and give them so much favor and power that they can carry out the return to me themselves, and I also want to strengthen the will, which must tackle the work of transformation itself. I will not omit anything that could contribute to the soul's ascent to me. Only one thing I cannot do. Make your will unfree and forcibly pull you up. That is why you men yourselves also set limits to my supply of favor, because as soon as you do not voluntarily evaluate them, they remain without success, and no matter how deep my love is and would like to win you for me. But I will not make free unfree. I will not curtail a man's free will. And that is the reason for the spiritual law of man, who leave all my gift of favor unused and unnoticed and therefore do not get any step further in their development and therefore are also once again put before the decision in the last faith struggle, where their responsibility will be presented to them. Because it also then again depends on them themselves how they adjust themselves to me, to their God and Creator, whom they once did not want to acknowledge and therefore became unhappy. Also now only the right decision of will is necessary that help is given to man in great measure. That also now again grace is without measure are at his disposal and that he truly can also reach the aim to establish the final union with me, which makes him again to my child, to the original being, which it was in the beginning. In every way I seek to change the will of man, which is still directed towards me. In every way I bear my love to man, and he only needed to feel touched by it to now also give me his whole will. But everything has to happen voluntarily. And this is to be helped by my word, which sounds down from above to earth. My word is to stimulate man to live out my love commandments, and truly, man will now voluntarily turn towards me, because with every work of love he also establishes the bond with me, and I now also seize him and eternally no longer let him fall. That is why my word from above is the greatest and most effective gift of favor, which you are all allowed to receive and only need to open your heart when you are addressed by me, because then you give your will to me, and I no longer let you go from me. I accompany you on all your ways, and you will establish the connection with me more and more often, because you will no longer leave me out of your thoughts. Then you will also evaluate all blessings correctly, you will take every opportunity where you can carry out works of love, for my supply of blessings also means the supply of strength which you will always use for works of love. And then you will truly have become happy out of grace, and you will return to your Father's house as my children. Amen.